We will not be held responsible for any hearing impairments.
T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. All three engines up and burning. 2, 1, 0, and liftoff.
Episode 4 of Broken Rocket Radio. I am Tyler, and that's Amber.
Hello.
Since it is the long-awaited episode because the computer decided to crap out on us about halfway recording our Friday edition of Broken Rocket Radio.
Made liars out of us, didn't it?
It really did. It made us look like chumps. Damn updates and crashes and all sorts of tomfoolery.
Nonsense.
It was bullshit, I tell ya. Bullshit.
Well. What are we gonna talk about?
Let's just have dead air for like an hour and see if we get the same amount of listeners.
Alright.
Yeah, I don't know.
So, Super Bowl's coming up, dear Tyler.
Super Bowl. You can call me dear. We are married. They know that.
Yeah, well, Super Bowl's coming up. You know, we said that we weren't the biggest of sports fans.
Which is true.
But we are a fan of the food that I have been seeing.
What food have you been seeing? You've been keeping secrets.
Oh, there's all sorts of sliders and little pulled pork sandwiches that just look so good on the videos.
How about some nachos?
Yeah, we got nachos. We got dips.
Dips.
Already a Macy reference.
Yeah.
5 minutes in. Not even. But, side note, I learned the difference between cottage pie and shepherd's pie. Now, a week ago, I did not know that cottage pie was a thing. I thought it was just shepherd's pie.
What is the difference between cottage pie?
Well, shepherd's
pie... Well, first off, what the hell is cottage pie?
Well, let me start with shepherd's pie.
Okay, shepherd's pie.
Shepherd's pie is lamb, vegetables, potato crust on top.
All right.
Cottage pie, this is key, ground beef or any other meat besides lamb... Vegetables, potato crust.
Man, so the lamb has the monopoly on the shepherd.
Isn't that crazy?
That is pretty crazy. Why can't it just, you know, be any sorts of meat?
I don't know. They have to specify the names there. To each his own. But going back to sports, Super Bowl, Hines wants the day after the Super Bowl to be a national holiday.
For what? Ketchup and mustard?
Well, they're talking about, productivity is down anyway, just because everybody's either hungover or tired or both or, you know, don't even show up for work half the time. So why not just give it to them?
Well, probably because of the fact that not everybody's going to be drunk or hungover or giving a shit about the Super Bowl.
That's true. Well, it's, you know, very well accepted as far as, hey, let's not go to work.
Sure. Any excuse to not go to work, I'm game. As long as it's a paid holiday.
Anyway, keeping with the food theme, have you ever heard of chicken sashimi? Well, first, have you heard of sashimi?
Sashimi, no.
Well, it's a kind of sushi, kind of, where thin, you know, they're cut really thin, you know.
No, okay.
But
I've probably eaten it, just never knew the name.
Well, I hope you've never eaten chicken sashimi, since it's practically raw chicken.
Ugh.
yeah, that's a big no for me.
Yeah, I'm actually going to be talking later on about a story about salmonella, so that's a great subject to bring up right now.
Yeah, the salmonella poisoning alone, just the fact that it's a raw chicken, I just know. That is one thing that really needs to be fully cooked, in my opinion and taste.
If not, you're going to be blowing it out your ass.
well, it's actually prepared for cooking, boiling or searing for 10 seconds, so that's just not enough.
10 seconds?
And you want to talk about a poop fountain later.
Oh, there you go. You want to talk about the poop fountain.
I mean, was it that obvious?
Well, you guys are in for a treat. She's referring to my famous story. Famous as it was told on Sirius XM Radio.
Hey, hey!
The poop fountain story is a part of my life that's probably hilarious. I believe it is.
It is. You can hear it time and time again. It's still just as hilarious.
Well, with the title of poop fountain, it has to be pretty funny.
If people look,
poop fountain? That'll get your attention. So, the poop fountain.
Who, what, when, where, and maybe why?
I'm not exactly sure when, and I definitely don't know why. But the place was the Wilco Hess truck stop in Wildwood, Florida. More specifically, the men's room. I get in, and I have to do the do. Mm-hmm. So I go in, and I'm looking for that Cadillac stall, you know, the handicap one with the rails and the extra foot room.
For show.
Yeah. So I go in there, my first choice. I see that the toilet seat is not attached to the toilet bowl at all. It's just laying there. And I was like, well, that could be a problem. If I sat my fat ass down there, I would be on the ground.
Yep.
So, I go to the other stall, and I sit there, I'm handling it, I'm doing what I gotta do, and I start daydreaming. What if somebody comes in there, sits down, falls? It would be hilarious. Just like then, the heavens opened, and entered a gentleman who, at least in my memory, he was in quite a hurry. He goes to the handicap stall. He drops chow. He sits. He falls. Ooh. It was hilarious. But it got better. I look down and I see the bottom of his feet. I mean, somehow he twisted in midair. When he landed face down onto the truck stop bathroom floor. But then, it got even better. I hear the off-familiar sounds of explosive diarrhea coming out of his hind end.
Ooh, no.
Followed quickly by a deep, dark cloud of profanity erupting from this poor, poor soul on the other side of this partition.
Was he aware of your presence?
No, I was silent shitting at this point. I was pretty much done after that, and I was doing everything that I could possibly do to silence my upcoming eruption of laughter. So, I'm done, so I got a wipe.
Got a flush.
As soon as I pull down the paper, it makes that squeak sound. And then just silence. I see his feet that were kicking grew deathly still. And then I flush. I pull my pants up and get down out of there after I wash my hands. And as the door was inches away from closing, I hear the soft, gentle voice of this poor man say, "What am I gonna do?" Now, my mental picture of this guy is some dude laying face down with poop shooting out of his ass.
Like a fountain.
Like a fountain. Of some horrid Yoo-Hoo.
Oh.
Yeah, you're not going to drink Yoo-Hoo anytime soon. Uh-uh. And just covered in filth. As soon as the door shut, I couldn't hold it anymore. I just started laughing to the point that I could not open my eyes. Close to passing out. And some guy just comes up to me, like, I'm guessing he was on his way to the men's room. He's like, "What's so funny?" And I couldn't make words. I was like, "Guy shitting on ground." Oh, man.
Oh, poor fella.
That is the poop fountain tale.
Oh, I hope he is laughing about that now.
I'm sure he wasn't laughing about it then.
I'm sure he didn't laugh for quite some time.
Now, is it the prologue or at the end of the story or to recap?
The epilogue's at the end.
Epilogue, okay. Mm-hmm. I'm not familiar. I don't read too many books there. But the epilogue... The next time I arrived at the Wilco Hess in Wildwood, Florida, the men's room was under construction.
It was that bad.
And the next time I went in, I go in and the men's room is brand new tile, toilets, partitions, mirrors, sinks. They did the whole thing. I'm not saying the poop fountain caused it. But I'm not saying the poop fountain caused it.
We like to think the poop fountain caused it.
It will always be the poop fountain's fault.
The first time I heard this story, I was laughing probably for days. And every time I had a free minute to think, it would always just come back to this. And I just bust out in this stupid grin.
This man has no idea how much joy he has put into our lives. His misery was definitely our joy.
It is a great story. One that will live on forever.
He is an unsung hero. Faceless, mind you. Never saw his face. Just the bottom of his feet. With his pants around the ankles.
That's great.
Here's to you, poop fountain hero. We love you.
Very, very much.
So that's a nice, very, very, very nice segue into our sponsor, our fake sponsor, mind you, of the week or of the show. Yeah, we got another one coming up Friday. We're actually going to do it this time, hopefully. Yeah, but our fake sponsor for episode 4 of Broken Rocket Radio is Post Shower Poops. Post-shower poops. Ruining your squeaky clean asshole just to piss you off. That's right. One of the members of the shit family guaranteed to piss you off. Try all of our shit family friends. Bird shit, stepped on dog shit, the unfinished shit, and of course, bullshit. Yeah, I guess I fucked that up. But we'll go with it.
We'll go with it.
Post-shower poops.
Thank you, post-shower poops.
All right. So I guess that does it for all our little bullshit we got to say.
How many times have we said shit?
I'm...
There should be a little ding every... Ding, ding.
Oh, that's
ding,
like
ding,
South
ding,
Park.
Ding, ding, ding.
It's been done. We are trying to make this the shittiest Broken Rocket Radio episode yet. Because I got a shit story after this about, well, Salmonella.
Yep.
We got any shit in the news?
Actually, news is good.
All right. Tell me about it. They'll just leave me there.
Well, Flint, the water in Flint no longer exceeds the federal lead limit. They were having the issues for the longest time. Yeah. The, I guess, standard, if you want to call it, is 15 parts per billion. So, I don't know if that's a lot or a little. I would assume a lot if we're exceeding. But now Flint has fallen down to 12.
That's good. That's good for the people of Flint, Michigan.
Yeah, they still need to use some precaution, of course. You know, water bottles, filters, what have you. But all's looking up for them. They're going to replace their water system, water pipes, and a good portion should be replaced by this coming June.
Awesome.
So, yay for them. Well, our anniversary's coming up.
Yeah, next month.
Yeah. How would you want to celebrate that?
Well, we are going on a trip.
Well, I guess...
favorite rocket ship moving through the sky.
Wow.
That's tell too much, Macy.
Tell your dad. Would you want to spend it in a hospital?
I would prefer not to.
Yeah. Well, this husband and wife spent their 20th anniversary undergoing surgery.
What type of surgery?
Kidney.
Really?
Yeah, the wife has, what's it called? Polycystic kidney disease. And she's been on dialysis for 2 years. Where she already had her left kidney removed and her right kidney had shut down. So, of course, husband of 20 years, which, by the way, it is supposed to be China for the gift. If you want to be
standard.
If you want to go by those standards.
But the husband gave a kidney instead?
He gave a kidney, yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
Saved her life. So good for him. Thank you, Scott Chafian.
Wow. So he actually was a match for her?
He was, yeah. He got tested and perfect
I know
match.
Even if you aren't a match, they still get you a kidney if you promise to donate a kidney.
Yeah.
And it's actually, pretty awesome that way. So somebody else is going to get a kidney too.
Yeah, it's all a great, system. But he was a perfect match.
Wow.
So...
that's pretty rare.
Awesome. Yeah, they had 3 teenage / grown kids, so I mean, now mom's going to be around for them too.
Oh, that's great.
And 4 hours of surgery.
Yeah, I actually heard a story of, told by the woman that donated a kidney. She had a friend that needed one. Turned out she was a match, wanted to donate her kidney. Turns out that before they could actually perform the surgery, fortunately her friend died, but she, the woman still wanted to donate a kidney just because there's so many people on the list. And what they do when someone just donates a kidney, they have this crazy awesome computer that maximizes the kidney. Like, if this person's waiting for this, and their donor that's not a match, it can go to this one, and then so on and so forth, until that chain runs out. Well, come to find out, at the time she was telling this story, I think over, 290 people have received a kidney just from her kidney in that chain.
Wow.
So she saved over 290 people's lives just from donating a kidney.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
It's a pretty great story. And quite a hero. Because it's not an easy surgery to recover from. As you can imagine.
Yeah. Well, husband and wife are doing good. So I'm glad for that. They can be semi-normal again.
Totally.
But next story is kind of funny in a way. They want to rename the Pittsburgh Airport.
What is the name now?
Right now, it is the Pittsburgh International Airport.
Pretty generic.
Yeah, they want to change it to Fred Rogers International Airport.
Fred Rogers as in Mr. Rogers?
As in Mr. Rogers, yes.
I can go for this.
Ian Miller has started a petition for the name change. He already has 1,800 of the 2,500 signatures that he needs. And
where do I sign?
He's going to be sending this petition to the Allegheny County Airport Authority to change it to Fred Rogers International Airport.
Do you know who Coco the gorilla is?
Yeah.
The sign language gorilla? Yeah. Well, she was a huge Mr. Rogers fan. And he came to visit her before he passed.
Mm-hmm.
And she refused to let him walk around in his shoes. He had to change his shoes, sit down and do the entire routine that he does on every show.
Yeah.
It's hilarious that a gorilla is the fan of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
But kind of amazing how their brain can process.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, seeing the patterns and...
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yep. Well, this is it's supposed to be a positive change due to a bleak future, quote unquote, because of the president.
It all comes down to Trump.
It does. It's kind of like, welcome to the neighborhood. Here's Fred Rogers International.
Won't you be my neighbor?
So they want to kind of...
So they're using Fred Rogers' memory to combat Trump.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
I like that.
So we'll see how that goes. Good luck to Mr. Ian. Hopefully he gets his 2,500 signatures. But if he's already got 1,800, I'm sure he's got his 2,500 by now.
Yeah, totally.
So we'll see. Could be traveling to Fred Rogers International if we ever go up to Pennsylvania.
I got no business in Pittsburgh. I've been there too many times in the truck and there's nothing for me there. Not Pennsylvania, though.
Pennsylvania's a good place.
I really want to try a Pennsylvania cheesesteak. You know, everywhere I want to travel is food related. This is why you know I'm a fat ass. I want to go to Italy, you know, because of pasta.
Yep.
I want to go to Sarasota because I saw it on Food Network.
We want to try out this place in Baltimore that my aunt and uncle were talking about. It's an all-you-can-eat place, but it's filet mignon and stuff like that. Like
very high society.
Very.
Quite posh.
So,
but once we leave, they probably will go out of business.
Just saying. Maybe we should warn them. Send a letter.
Hey, you guys, go ahead and buy the bigger bulk package of filet mignons. We're coming up.
Anyway, that'll do it for me, the news.
That's the news? Well, I guess we got to talk about the SAG Awards.
Very lighthearted news this week.
Very, very well done. So, SAG pop Awards. Culture.
Pop culture.
Pop culture. Tell me about them SAG Awards.
Well, Winona Ryder's face.
I know what you're talking about.
That's all I'm going to say. She was...
quite animated.
Very, very much so. Can tell that she was excited about winning, though.
Oh, yeah.
And astounded and surprised and... just every range of emotion you could possibly think of.
It's like you seen those posters where the actor is supposed to be showing the range of emotions that they have in that grid. That was Winona Ryder.
she showed them all at the same time. But I'm happy for him. It was a good show, you know. Stranger Things.
Oh, Stranger Things. The kids.
Kids are adorable.
Freaking adorable.
They had their little bow ties. Well, some of them had their little bow ties. And
so cute.
I think kids into bow ties are very much cuter than anything else.
I love those damn kids.
Steve's hair, though. I don't know his real name, but his character's name is Steve.
He's always going to be Steve with the hair. That's going to be his name, Steve with the hair. It keeps getting bigger and bigger.
It was a sight to see.
I wonder who's got the worst hair, or weirdest hair, Steve or Trump? That's something to ponder.
It's a toss up. It could go either way.
I don't know. Have you seen Trump's like side wave that he's got going around his ear?
No, I haven't much looked at him really.
That thing's weird. A little side wave.
Well, did you see the picture of him? It said if Trump didn't have the comb over, it showed the picture of him with like kind of a buzzed cut. It didn't look right. It just wasn't Trump.
Not Trump.
That is Trump.
What? Considering he's had that hairstyle for, 30-something years now?
Didn't you tell me his mom also has that hairstyle?
I've never seen his mom, so no, I didn't tell you that.
I swear, somebody told me that.
If I saw an old woman with Trump's hair, I would lose it. Absolutely lose it.
Yeah. Me too, probably.
What else happened at SAG Awards that was noteworthy?
Well, Viola Davis actually carried around a pair of slippers in her purse. She didn't want
to... She said, I ain't wearing these heels all night.
That's
for you
exactly
guys.
What she said. She,
I don't blame her.
She wants to be comfortable. Hell yeah. I'm all for that.
Hell yeah.
Alright, and Lily Tomlin won the Lifetime Achievement Award.
She deserves it after Magic School Bus.
Magic School Bus. Old Miss Frizzle. Going in all sorts of weird stuff.
That's right.
So, congratulations to her.
Awesome. So, that's pop culture then, huh?
That's it.
I got a few history items we'll go over.
Bloody good history.
As do I.
All right. So, I guess you want to go first? You want me to go first on the history?
Yeah, I just got some factoids, kind of.
Factoids.
So I just thought they were kind of cool.
Yeah, let's
kind
hear them.
Kind of a this week in history dealy.
I do like history factoids.
So we're going to start with January the 25th,
1915.
Yes, sir.
What happened then?
AT&T completed the first transcontinental telephone call in the U.S.
Really?
From New York to San Fran.
Wow, 1915.
Yep. Also, January the 25th, 1960, bubble wrap was invented. Which was supposed to be a wallpaper.
Wallpaper, I heard that before.
But it wasn't well received as wallpaper, so they're like, well, pack it.
Back in my school days, I did a science fair project about what was the best packing material. Bubble wrap was the winner.
For sure. For sure. Let's jump to January 27th, 1785.
Okay.
University of Georgia was founded as the first public university in the U.S.
Wow, I didn't know it was the first public.
Yeah, I actually looked into UGA as a school to go to. But, Did not want to go to school in Athens.
Athens hater?
No, just far away from my family.
I was about to say, you are wearing red and black right now.
Ooga, ooga. Anyway. January 27, 1945. Auschwitz and Birkenau death camps were liberated.
You always have to mention the Holocaust.
They were liberated. It was a good day.
But it
wasn't still a good thing.
It was still Holocaust.
Still Holocaust. Anyway.
But yeah, it's a good thing that it ended.
Yes.
It's a bad thing.
That's
it
what
started.
I was focusing on.
Focusing.
I yeah.
was focusing.
You know, English is not my best language. January 29th, 1936, Baseball Writers Association of America inducted the first players into the Baseball Hall of Fame. Ty Cobb, Babe Ruth, Honus Wagner, Christy Mathewson, and Walter Johnson.
All right.
First couple of folks. We got January 30th, 1973 was the first Kiss concert.
All right.
My dad is a big Kiss fan.
Yeah. That's probably in there for him.
So it trickled down a little bit to me. Not so much, but whatever.
I heard they wore makeup that first show, but it wasn't
their signature
makeup.
Looks. Yeah.
I guess they had to iron out some details.
I guess so. January 31st, 99, first Family Guy aired. Family Guy being pretty alright show.
Man. Well, they did go through a stint of being canceled. Didn't
they? Yeah. It makes me feel kind of old. It's been around 18
years. Yeah, 99?
18 wow. years. Same day, 1959, Bob Dylan was 17 years old and he sees old Buddy Holly.
That's right. I've become a pretty good Bob Dylan fan as of late.
Mm-hmm.
Been enjoying his music. Ever since he won the Nobel Peace Prize, I was like, hey, I need to check this guy out. You know, it took him winning a Nobel Peace Prize for me to study his body of work. His massive body of work. He's written
everywhere.
Quite a few songs.
He's everywhere.
Definitely everywhere.
I've been everywhere, man. I know that's not...
That's Johnny Cash.
I know it's not him. Anyway, that's a little factoids. I thought they were pretty cool.
All right, so when I say the name Oliver Cromwell, who comes to mind?
Oliver Cromwell.
Who is he? Or was he?
Damn if I know.
Oliver Cromwell. He was the leader of the parliamentary forces during the English Civil War.
Okay.
Way back when. And he became, I love this title, Lord Protector of England.
Sounds fancy.
They offered him the crown. He refused. The Lord Protector was kind of like what a president is. The head of state, anyway.
Okay.
And he's only the one of two commoners to ever hold the head of state for England. The second one being his son.
Cool.
Now, unfortunately, he did die, which, it happens. Everybody that's lived dies.
Mm-hmm.
He died September 3rd, 1658, from staph infection from urinary tract infection.
Mm-hmm.
And he was executed January 30th, 1661.
No, he wasn't.
Do you see anything wrong there? He was. They dug him up 2 years after being dead and ritually executed him once the monarchy was reestablished.
But for what? Because he turned down the position? Or
symbolism. Because the monarchy got their asses beat by him and that didn't sit too well. So once the monarchy was reestablished, they're like, hey, let's dig that sumbitch up and show him what for.
I guess they did. If they felt better about doing that, then whatever.
Yeah, it seemed like it didn't really make a difference, but I guess if it made them feel better, who the hell cares? I'm sure Mr. Cromwell didn't care too much because he's been dead for 2 years.
Mm-hmm. He was probably quite comfortable in his pile of dirt.
Whatever he was in.
Yeah, whatever he was in.
Not too familiar with the Bill of Rights for Lord Protectors of England. But anyway.
That was funny.
Have you ever heard of the trial by ordeal?
No, I don't think so. Maybe.
Maybe?
I don't know.
Well, the trial by ordeal.
It sounds like something in a video game. So maybe.
Well, it was a real life thing back in the Dark Ages.
Yeah.
Which, what caused the Dark Ages? Religion. But what they did was It was more like a witch trial sort of thing, where they would take the guilty party or the accused party, and they would go through these trials.
Mm-hmm.
One, they would put a stone ring at the bottom of a boiling pot of water, and you're supposed to reach in and grab it and be perfectly all right because God's protecting you.
So they're like nonsensical trials.
Exactly. And the second one would be to walk 9 paces with a heated iron, carrying a heated iron in your hand without being scalded and burnt.
All right.
And the last one, which I think is hilarious, is to submerge the person into icy water. If they sink, they're innocent. If they float, they're guilty.
Doesn't everyone float? Does the ice really do anything? Or I mean,
The ice is pretty much like it's gonna suck more than normal water.
Yeah. Okay.
But with guilty people, air quotes, they're guilty people. What it was used for is for them to admit to this guilt, so they don't have to do all this other bullshit. Like I don't want.
It's a trap.
I don't want to grab a stone and pot of boiling water. Fuck that. I don't want to hold a heated iron thing and walk. I don't want to get dunked in ice water. But the clergy had to perform these trials on themselves to make sure they were pure with God. And the whole thing is that they were the ones controlling the trials. Mm-hmm. So when they were doing it, the pot of water wasn't so hot. The irons were manageable temperature, and they coated their hands with holy water as they blessed it before they grabbed the iron. And
cheaters.
And the whole thing, too, back then, you know, it was very patriotic society where the men ruled and the women they hated for some reason. I don't know. I've always loved women. You guys are awesome. And anyway, so the men who have, you know, by volume, less body fat, the skinny fellas, and I'm not saying present company excluded, the skinny fellas would sink, whereas women would tend to float. So the women's were, it was kind of tilted in the favor for the women's to not past that last trial.
You know, recent activities would, this would cause such an uproar.
Yes, it was a much, much different society back then. Mm-hmm. But going back even further, the ancient Egyptians, they recently discovered that the jewelry that they made was not just iron, it was made out of meteorite.
Nice.
Yeah, so they've had these artifacts that they dug out of a grave, and they found it odd that just plain iron was along gold and gems. So they finally x-rayed it back in 2013 and found out that the what they thought was iron was actually meteorite iron. Pretty cool.
Definitely.
And it took a lot of work back then. You know, a lot of work and a lot of know-how. They hammered this stuff. They rolled it into beads. So, I mean, it was... Wow. It was treasure. I imagine they thought it was a gift from God. You know, it came from the heavens.
Probably.
It was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I might actually wear that jewelry.
Yeah. I think it's cooler than just normal jewelry that you dig out from the ground. One that comes out from outer space. That's pretty fucking cool.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that's it for the history portion of this episode. I guess we'll just go ahead and jump into science. Science. I have a miracle.
Hallelujah.
A miracle. A zebra shark has given birth to 3 healthy sharks without mating. A virgin birth.
Was her name Mary?
No, her name wasn't Mary. And unfortunately, they didn't name one of the sharks Jesus, because that would have been, that's a layup. You can just gotta name it. But what happened is that this zebra shark had a mate back in 2012, and has multiple, what they call, pups with that mate. So they thought, you know, it's not very uncommon for female species to carry sperm with her. So they thought, oh, for sure.
But a couple of years?
Yeah, they thought, well, that's still possible.
Hmm.
They thought, okay, this is what happened. But they did a DNA test and found out that these...
Did they go on Maury?
They they might have been a fish Maury. But anyway, they did a DNA test and come to find out that these three sharks were exact clones of the mother.
Wow.
And this is the first time that a shark has been observed changing from sexual to asexual reproduction. Which is pretty awesome.
Yeah. Imagine if some of those species that were on the verge of extinction just like popped out some.
Yeah.
Some little ones.
It's kind of what happened in Jurassic Park.
Mm-hmm.
They were all female, and then nature finds a way.
Yeah. That's cool, though.
Yeah, pretty awesome. And another science story that I think is pretty fucking cool is that they have they're planning a deep space mission to our asteroid belt, which is located past Mars, in between Mars and Jupiter. To an asteroid that's metal, named Psyche or Psyche, but it's set to be launched on 2023 and arrive at said asteroid in 2030. Now, other than it just being a kick-ass metal asteroid in outer space, what makes it so cool is that this asteroid is estimated to be worth $10,000 quadrillion.
Damn!
$10,000 quadrillion. They believe that this was a metal core of a planet that was forming, and it didn't go so well. So that's why we have asteroids there that just fell apart. And they believe this is the exposed core with a lot of good stuff in there. It's about the size of Massachusetts. And the mission's going to cost $450 million.
They'll get that back once they bring back some of that 10,000 quadrillion. Everybody will be sitting pretty.
Well, it might bankrupt the entire world, but I mean, 10,000 quadrillion dollars is an unfathomable amount of money. How's it worth that much when... You know, you bring it in, it's going to... I don't know. It's pretty awesome, though.
That's a good story. And good luck to those on that mission.
Well, it's not a manned mission.
Oh, I know, but the ones participating, you know, setting the gears in motion.
Ground control to Psyche asteroid. Anyway.
There's got to be somebody controlling. Good luck to them.
Awesome. So I guess since we were going to introduce calling you out on episode 4 on Friday, but that'll be called the lost episode. Yeah. I guess we'll go ahead and dive into calling you out now.
Who we calling?
I'll tell you who we calling. I'm calling out the war on drugs.
What are we talking about?
The war on drugs. It's an astronomical amount of money spent for no good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, first off, just the money-wise, Let's look at the figures here. We have spent over $1 trillion since it's been introduced by Mr. Nixon.
Way back when, huh?
That is $793 per second that the war on drugs is costing.
Dang, that could really be used elsewhere.
Oh, definitely, definitely. So, $793 per second spent on this war on drugs. And I'm using the war on drugs sarcastically, because a war on drugs is like having a war on terror is never going to end.
Right.
People are going to do drugs. Just deal with it. And the war on drugs is supposed to make drugs harder to obtain and make them, the cost of it being astronomical. But the drugs have actually gotten cheaper and easier to get since the war on drugs started.
Yeah, it doesn't and it hasn't.
Yeah. So everything it sought to do, it has failed miserably and went totally in the wrong, the opposite direction.
Steady pumping money out for it.
Yes. Now, the war on drugs not only is ridiculous, but the police have to focus on these nonviolent offenders rather than, breaking up fights and people might try to stab somebody, but they're over there locking up somebody with a little dime bag.
Isn't it, like, sometimes when people get arrested for drugs, it's a longer sentence than, say, rape or something. Like, sometimes it works out.
Yeah, look at that guy that raped a woman and he got, what, 6 months?
The young guy?
What was that rich guy?
Yeah, it wasn't very long at all. Yeah. I think he's already out.
Yeah, but the drug arrest, it actually contributes to the United States' growing incarceration rates. Mm-hmm. To put it in perspective, the United States is 5% of the world's population, but we have 25% of the prison population. And half of that 25% are drug-related.
That's just stupid.
Yes.
There's no other word. It's stupid.
Wow. And numerous studies have been made that show that treatment is pretty much the best and only way to decrease drug abuse, which that's what they're supposed to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
Incarceration is just going to make you have better connections and find drugs when you get out a lot quicker.
Very true.
And 82% of all drug arrests are just possession. Not just people trying to get a fix.
Well, I know if you say, if you tell a child, like, don't touch that, what are they going to do? They're going to touch it. So you say, hey, you can't have pot or you can't have heroin or whatever. They're just going to go and get it.
Yeah.
They're just going to say, fuck you, I'm getting it.
Exactly. Exactly. And going back to the money part, if we were to legalize and tax it at the rates that we tax alcohol and tobacco,
mm-hmm.
we're looking to gain $46.7 billion a year on those taxes. That'd go a long way.
Saving the trillion that's already being spent.
This is going on to, we got the savings.
It makes sense.
It doesn't make sense. It makes $46.7 billion a year.
It makes all the money. Why don't you? Everybody's about making money.
Yeah.
The government wants to take half of your money.
Oh, and they do.
Just take this money, too. Make this a thing.
Yeah, and other countries that don't have this war on drugs, they don't have as bad drug problems as we have.
Mm-hmm.
The drug abusers anyway. There's some out there. Well, there's a lot out there
mm-hmm.
that are drug abusers. But the war on drugs also affects other countries in quite a negative way. And the drug wars down in South America and Mexico are caused by this war on drugs because they're pumping in illegal narcotics.
Mm-hmm.
into America. And, of course, they're fighting over their piece of the pie.
Yeah.
And if it was legal and could be regulated, then you're not going to see so much violence down there. Just to put a number on that, from 2006 to 2011, in Mexico, they had over 70,000 deaths caused by the drug wars. And this isn't just like drug dealer killing drug dealer. You got federal agents that were killed.
Mm-hmm.
Mayors of cities. Numerous government officials. Just, you know, the cartels are bad news down there.
Yeah.
And they're only so powerful because of this war on drugs up here. But yeah, and also, you know, this war on drugs actually helps fuel the AIDS virus.
Yeah, sharing needles and
yeah, actually in you know, Western civilization here, the way that people contract AIDS, you know, 1 out of 3 are contracted by using dirty needles. So, if you can cut AIDS down by a third just by giving clean needles, then why the hell aren't we doing it?
It really doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make any sense.
When you put the facts out there, it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah,
you put the numbers out there.
All right. It's pretty common knowledge. I think I mentioned before, I'm a libertarian. And I know a lot of people that fight for this war on drugs say that these drugs lead to other crimes and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, at the point that they're doing the drugs, there is no victim. This is a person doing something to themselves, just as bad as somebody going out and drinking every night and getting blackout drunk. That's not illegal.
No.
But someone wants to stick a needle in their arm and get high.
Well, you know, it was illegal. And then what did they do? They still did it.
And it caused more crime.
And then they brought it back. They said, okay, we'll let you drink.
We'll let you drink, exactly. and I mean, the whole fact of the matter is, you know, you got people that are going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
May as well make money off of it rather than spending money trying to get rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe spend a little bit of that $46.7 billion you get to have some treatments for these people that are addicts and can't control themselves.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they say it leads to other crimes. Well, shit, anything could lead to another crime. Somebody being depressed can go lead to another crime, and somebody just being poor and hungry could lead to another crime.
Very true.
And saying that somebody's a drug addict doesn't mean that they're going to rob somebody. You know what I mean?
I gotcha. And no, it doesn't mean.
So, war on drugs, you have been called out.
Catch me outside, how about that?
Oh, Lord. War on drugs, I know. Somebody's going to come in here and say, hey, I'm the war on drugs. Have you heard what you had to say?
Them's
fighting words.
He sounds like a mighty tall cowboy.
Well, I'm pretty sure it was a mighty tall cowboy that's all for it. He's got spurs on there. And
nothing but.
I'm looking for the guy that shot my paw.
Nothing less than the full getup.
Oh, of course. So, I guess it's been called out. It's out there. So, at least this episode, we recorded it all the way. That's a start. The computer didn't crash.
Yeah.
We just had a mild Macy interruption that we had to stop, but it was all good.
Yeah, it's all good. But send us your opinions on the war on drugs, brokenrocketradio@gmail.com.
And not only just your opinions, we want to hear from everybody.
Everybody.
We'd like to know who's out there actually listening to us. Just say, hey, I'd like to hear some people from Kenya that are actually listening to us.
Yeah.
See what if they like us? Always they like us. They listen to us every week.
Always open to suggestions. If you have anything you want to hear, or you know, a little segment idea or whatever.
Yeah, we take it in consideration, and we plan on doing some here down the road that have been suggested, and
mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're doing it. We're having fun doing it, but yeah, let's hear what you want to hear, or we'll make what you want to hear. I'll say that better. Yeah. How about that for a suggestion? Learn how to talk, dumbass. I better get at least one email that says, "Learn how to talk, dumbass."
I can think of one person who will send that email.
I can think of at least two that I'm probably going to send it. Come on, guys, I'm counting on you.
Calling you out indirectly.
All right, so.
Will that do it for Tuesday?
I'm guessing that is it for the Tuesday show. We will see you on Friday. Well, I always say we'll see
you. You always say it.
What the hell's wrong with me? You'll listen to us on Friday, hopefully.
Talk to y'all then.
All right. And that is Broken Rugged Radio.